Blog Talk Radio.
Another episode, another week of the Goddess Lane. Thank you guys for tuning in, joining me. Thank you guys for coming back to hear all of the shenanigans, you know, because as you all know, we're stuck in quarantine even longer. So we have to find ways of entertaining ourselves, and life can get very boring. But one thing that's never boring is the great big world of sex. So this week's topic is sex toys. Sex toys, dildos, vibrators, sexual robots, all types of different internet machinery so that you can be in two totally different places and use opposite sexual equipment to simulate sex in between each other so that you can feel the closeness between the two without actually being close to one another. Technology has really advanced the world of sex and dolls and toys, and it's the multi-billion-dollar industry. If you're trying to get into that industry, you can, if you find your people, you can definitely make a very good living. All you just gotta do is just find your niche. So, I'm gonna start the conversation off with something that fascinates me the most with this new age of technology and sex toys and the sex toy industry and adult entertainment industry. And this whole sex robot situation is hella interesting but scary as fuck at the same time, because the way that that you're able to customize your sex robot, whether it's male or female, or you can have it be transgender, you can have it be, you basically can customize this apparatus to be anything, your exact fantasy. For a woman, she can have a man that is a whatever height specific, size specific, body type specific, the exact color, facial structure, eye color. And the same thing for a man, if he's choosing a woman. Oh, he wants her to have super, super huge tits, small waist, fat ass, pulsating 9,000 speed vagina, super gawk action throat, all that foolishness. And it sounds like a joke, but it's real. This technology is out there. All you have to do is just open Google, type it in, sex robot. You can get a basic sex robot in America for $5,000. For $5,000. And that's just a basic model. That's like you going into the dealership just getting a basic vehicle, straight out the factory, no frills, get you to where you got to get to. You might have roll-up windows. But you can customize this thing and pay upwards of $15,000. $15,000. That is crazy. It has many benefits, especially if you are a person that has maybe a lot of phobia issues, you know, with leaving the house, germ, you know, you may be a germaphobe, you may, you know, have social anxiety issues, you may not be able, you know, to be around other people for whatever reason, or you might just be a horny motherfucker, you can't find anybody in this lifetime to keep up with you. Or, I mean, you know, it might not be a great thing to think about, maybe you haven't found somebody that is into as rough of stuff that you're into. And this gives you a way of living out your fantasies without having to have someone else there with you, especially if you're afraid of being judged and all of that kind of craziness. But a $15,000 sex toy. I mean, 15 grand. You know what you can buy with 15 grand? You know what you could do with that amount of money? You can start a business. You can put a down payment on a house. You can get a car. It's like so many things that you could do. Or you can get this robot that will tell you daddy harder and suck the soul out of your dick and then put it back in and take it out again. So I guess it's really just about priorities and what you're really interested in. But it's these types of enhancements and technology and things like that that's really amazing to me right now. They have these things called fleshlights. Fleshlights, basically, they look like a actual flashlight. They look like a very long, wide flashlight. And an individual with a penis is able to suck them in and out, lube it up. Feels like a vagina, feels like an asshole. You can get it look like a vagina, get it looks like an asshole. But now they done upped the game to the point where you can hook this shit up to your computer and there can be another person on the other side of the world, say that it's your wife or your husband is in the military and you both got these things and, you know, he has the fleshlight on himself and then they have this machine that actually fucks the wife, like fucks her. And every movement that he makes, she makes the same exact, like she feels exactly what he's doing. That shit is crazy. I do want to try it, but that's just like hella expensive, and I'm not paying for all that kind of stuff right now. Plus, you know, honestly, sometimes when it comes to sex, I like sex toys. I like the additives, but I don't ever want that to replace the real thing for me, because for me, sex isn't just fucking. Like, I like the energy exchange between the two people. I like the body heat that you feel from the other person, you know, having that other person touching you and feeling you and, you know, receiving pleasure from the way that you're touching them and all that kind of great shit. So using the sex toys for me is fun. And we can play with the doll. We can do all these kind of things with the doll. But then once the doll starts to take people's place, then we gotta, then we might have to, like, fall back a little bit. But yeah, like, the way that sex toys and the internet has expanded the universe of sex and the opportunities and what you can do and the capabilities that we have at our fingertips now is remarkable. If you're if you do like the webcams, you have like I don't know what they're called. Like, there's like these little vibrator things that you put inside of you, and the people can tip you. And every time they tip you, it vibrates and all those kind of shit. Like, that is fucking amazing. Now, that's crazy. It's hella interesting, and I wouldn't mind trying it though. But you know, whatever. You know, I'm nasty, and it, you know, it is what it is. But so, what are your guys? Like, when it comes to the world of sex toys, would you try a sex robot? Hit me up on my Facebook, on my Instagram. Let's have a conversation about it. Like, would you invest? Because really, honestly, you have to look at it as an investment, because it has to be something you know, that's making you really want to spend $15,000 on a sex robot. So, like, what would be the reason? Like, I love a sex toy. I love, you know, a sexual aid, you know, addition to the bedroom, but I don't know. I don't know. And then for the ladies, how would you feel if your husband came home and he has this big ass crate and then boom, he pops out this chick that looks like every man's fantasy and you're looking like, damn, I ain't hit the gym, you know, since quarantine, like what the fuck? So is that gonna make you feel some sort of kind of way? Or are you like me, like, oh shit, we about to turn the fuck up? What is your mindset when it comes to stuff like that? Does sex toys and additives into the bedroom, do they make you feel inferior as a man when your girl pulls out this big-ass dildo that's like 30 times bigger than your shit? Are you thinking in your head, damn, I can't keep up to that? But you have to realize there's things that you can do that sex toy can never do. It's all about perception. It's all about the way that you look at things. So, you guys, let's take a little break. And when we come back, we're gonna keep going with this conversation. We're going to really get into this sex toy industry and what the fuck it has to offer because I'm so fascinated by it. All right? So we'll be back.
I've been waking up to the sound of you calling my name. Every conversation in between your lips, I'm ready. Baby, it's about to go round alpha round. Grab a Gatorade, cause it's about to go down, go down. I don't wanna hear complaining, talking about you tag, it's on, cause the face I see in the Snapchat is what's been on my mind today. Cause I can't let a day go by without telling you. Oh,
All right, we are back. And this week's topic, sex toys. Dun, dun, dun. Are they good? Are they bad? What's up with them? So before our break, we were talking about these sex toys and these hella expensive fucking sex toys. $15,000. Now, I'm very adventurous in life. I will try lots of different shit. I have no problem trying different types of food, going to different countries, seeing different shit, you know, because I live under the philosophy of you can't really say that you don't like something until you try it. Now, I do have my limits. Like most people, you should understand your limits, especially in your sexual journey and your journey on, you know, in this life as you're evolving and improving yourself as a person and enlightening yourself, then there are just certain shit that I'm just not going to do. But I'm not going to cut myself off from experiencing certain things. Now, would I buy a $5,000 sex robot? I don't know. Would I buy a moderately priced $8,000 sex robot to where I can, you know, put some of the features? Probably. Just because I would have to, like, you know, I wouldn't want just, like, a factory model. Like, I would have, like, have a certain, you know, requirement. I'm not going to get into that because then that's just going to be. Anyhow, so there'd be certain requirements that I would need. But the way that that technology and the sex industry has combined and the way that it is so accessible now, I just did a search on Google because I love Google and I love the rabbit holes that it takes me down. I typed in sex virtual headset or sexual virtual reality. And the very first thing that came up was an Amazon ad for a BKK virtual reality masturbation device. I'm like, okay, what the fuck is this? And I have to click on the link because now I have to see what it is. I'm already down the rabbit hole. They have made this shit so accessible. So for $149, for $149, you get a headset and you get a this fleshlight thing and their whole system. And I'm going to read you a little bit. I'm going to read you the first line of it. So it's BKK Virtual Reality Masturbation Device. BKK CyberSex Cup is an evolutionary smart sex toy which combines virtual reality and motion sensing technology. The cup set included a motion sensing masturbation cup, a VR helmet, and a mobile application. Mobile porn game. The mobile application, which comes with the BKK cup, is the first ever in 3D porn for a smartphone. So, like, this shit is $149. And do you think I'm not going to tell my boyfriend to order it? You're crazy if you think I'm not going to tell him to order it. Because I'm curious. And I'm not going to order it. But he is. Because now I have to know what it's like. It's so accessible. It's right there at your fingertips. You know? So, when you think about people that have certain hang-ups with sex, I see this as a tool for them. I see this as a way of getting a person comfortable with the idea of having sex. Maybe they have been traumatized in the past. Maybe they have, you know, come from a very, very strict household where they were taught that everything in your no-no square is of the devil and you shouldn't touch it. And anytime anybody does, you know, like, you're going to hell. But it's like, but how am I supposed to reproduce? Oh, just lay back and just look at the ceiling. Don't even think about it. Like, you know, those, you know, situations like that. I can really see people using these kind of tools to help them get comfortable with the idea of their body, getting comfortable with the idea of being adventurous with another person's body and all those kinds of things. But $149, and I can't even hold you. This shit kind of looks a little tough. I mean, Granted, the fleshlight portion looks a little small. So if you're large, so I don't know, maybe we shouldn't order this. But that's another conversation and none of y'all's business, because that's my business. Maybe we might have to look for some other options. But that concept, you know, 3D porn, like they have a whole, like they created a mobile universe for porn. Like that is so fucking dope to me. Think about the amount of money that has to be invested into a sexual virtual reality. Like, how many hours has somebody had to sit at a computer to make sure that the lightness of the areola on the chick is perfect? Like, that's crazy. The billions of dollars. Speaking of billions of dollars, in 2019, the sex industry, sex toy industry, just the sex toy industry alone was like $28 billion. And it's projected by 2026 to be around $52 billion. $52 fucking billion. But I could believe it if people were spending $15,000, $20,000, however many thousands of dollars on sex toys and sex machines and things that can give you gratification. But then on the other hand, I wonder, how detached is this making the, you know, how detached is this making you from the rest of the world, from other people? Because there's been conversations online with women that like to use that, it's supposed to be a muscle vibrator, but some people have been using it for, a no-no square vibrator, and then they done vibrated the shit out of themselves to the point where they don't have any feeling left, to the point where they can't be satisfied by another partner, because they done broke the box. It's impossible to receive that level of stimulation from a human being. So when you travel down this road of sex toys and things like that, that's also something that you have to be, you know, keep in mind that there is a point of no return. There is a point of, girl, that thing just ain't gonna come back the same. That snapback is real, but there is a point where that snapback just gets broke. I mean, now, you know, then that, you know, people with large orifices and, you know, liking to expand in those orifices. And now I'm one for, you know, dildos and people who like going to be size queens and getting larger dildos and trying stuff and getting bigger, you know, all that. Live your best life. Just know your limits. If a person doesn't have any limits, so be it. Just understand that there's shit that just comes with you not having no limits, because then you're going to end up with no limits and no walls. But that's a journey that you're just going to have to accept because it comes with it. So it's like, if you're going to take this journey, make your sexual journey as unapologetic as possible. Because if you are not true to yourself and your desires and what you're willing to do and what you're not willing to do, are you really going to having fun with your sexual journey? And if at any time your sexual journey is not fun, if it's not enjoyable, why are you doing it? Now, granted, you won't know if you don't like something unless you try it. And if you don't like it, stop it, leave it, say, no, this is not for me, say the safe word, pull up your shit, and go about your business. Never think that you have to be forced to do something or be stuck in a situation, because you don't. And no one has that control over you, unless we're in a BDS situation and you're my submissive and you have not said your safe word, then you don't get the right to say anything, because that is not your place or your duty to tell me, your mistress, how, when, or what. But that is another conversation that we'll have in a couple weeks when we get to BDSM, domination, submission. And on that episode, I will actually be having a guest. I will have someone coming to talk to us about that world, like a true an individual that actually spent time in that world and has seen the good and the bad of it, because there is a dark side that comes with BDSM and people that really don't understand what it is about. They think that it's just about beating the shit out of somebody and making somebody feel like crap, and that's not true domination that's a beauty sin. But like I said, that's another conversation. Because this week we're talking about sex toys in this almost $30 billion a year industry. Damn, that's crazy. $30 billion a year. And then they say that we don't have money for like shit, like, you know, poppers. Like, that's so crazy. Motherfuckers are buying, you know, whatever. Another conversation for another show, because we don't talk about that kind of stuff while we talk about sex. But yeah, so this virtual headset, these virtual reality simulations, because that's going to be the next level. That's going to be the next step in the sexual technological revolution, going into virtual reality, having individuals being able to get fully submerged in this virtual reality, to where they're, you know, having sex, feeling like they're having sex, all of their senses, everything is alive, they're feeling like they're in the moment, but they're really just at home by themselves. I can't even hold you. I would love to experience it. But for me, because I'm a dork, I prefer to use virtual reality to be like I'm in a video game, like I'm a magician or something with magical powers and, you know, running around, flying around, doing shit like that, because that's what I'm more so interested in. Because when it comes to sex, I've never been one of those kind of people that like to talk or do a lot of talking. Like, you know, you had those people that, oh, yeah, I'm going to suck your soul out and I'm going to fuck you backwards and I'm going to do this, do that. I ain't got time to do all that talking. No, I'm going to put up a shut up type broad. So we're going to do it, and I'm going to fuck your socks off, and the next year, and then you're going to be sitting there stupid like, I did not expect that. Yeah, because I don't talk. I just do it. I give you very little conversation in the beginning because my attitude, my aura, the way my flag, the way I come off, the way I talk, like, that gets whomever I'm interested to be where I need them to be, and then next thing you know, the deal happens how it happens. But, yeah. That is crazy. I keep coming back to this fucking this headset, man. Virtual reality. So all the man hours that it takes to build these virtual realities. Now, I think about people who are paralyzed, who are paraplegic, who will never be able to. Honestly, truthfully, let's be honest, will ever be able to live their fullest of sexual desires because of their physical limitations. And that breaks my heart, because I think that everybody should be able to have a healthy sex life and be able to experience all their freakiness and all of their, you know, all of their kinks and things like that. But virtual reality will give them that opportunity. So it's like a lot of dope-ass things that can come from it, a lot of amazing experiences that a lot of people may not be able to have in their regular real-life life. But then I start thinking about these cons, you know, the bad stuff that comes with it. I start thinking about, like, how you have some people that will get so consumed with the virtual reality and the expectations of the virtual reality, just like how we talked about with the personal vibrator that was vibrating people's sensation away. Are people going to get so desensitized because they're able to do so many ridiculous things inside of the virtual reality that you would never be able to do inside of, you know, the real world? Like, if you want to fuck a bitch that has, like, seven legs, like, she, you know, or eight legs, like she's an octopus, you know, that looks like Ursula, you could do that in virtual reality. I mean, in real life, you can get somebody to dress up like Ursula, but the bitch ain't, all her legs ain't going to work, you know. So you would get, like, the opportunity to live out these fantasies, but there's also a point of where mentally that you have to be able to say, okay, this is the virtual reality, this is for fun, but this is not the entirety of my sex life. This is something I do for fun here and there, but not something I do every single time I have sex. Every single time I bring myself to climate, I'm in the virtual reality. I'm in the virtual world doing it with this fucking eight-legged octopus lady. But then at home, in the real world, my wife is sitting there like, I mean, can I get some dick? And then when you do fuck her, it's like you're just hurrying up to get through it so that you can get to, back to your fantasy. So there are, like, you know, there definitely are cons that come with it. So we're going to take a little break. And when we come back, we're going to finish this conversation.
Yeah, you better not stop. You got 24 seconds. Can you beat the shatter clock? What you waiting on, little daddy? I ain't got that much time. You seem anxious, you seem adamant, but you ain't pressed my line. Wondering why? No, you ain't shy. I'ma say bye. Better know I won't think twice. Better let go of your pride. Oh yeah. When a nigga pull up on me, tell a nigga back. Don't you know all of these niggas wish that they could bag that? I'm just saying, boy, you playing, you gon' let it wind down. You got 24 seconds and it's starting right now. Shot clock.
Don't sleep, don't sleep. You gon' miss your opportunity. Shot clock.
What the fuck you waiting for? Yeah. It's a lot of niggas hating, and I don't entertain them. But damn, you gotta give me more.
I know, and I'm really trying.
If you don't want it like me, I can think about 100 things I could be doing right now to waste my time with you. Okay. But you gotta have it your way. I'ma start. When a nigga pull up on me, tell a nigga back. Don't you know all of these niggas with the nigga bag? I'm just saying, boy, you playing, you gon' let it wind down. You got 24 seconds and it's starting right now.
And that's surely what we are. Flip it round, add VE, and let's see if this goes far. Full of chuckles and cuddles and sometimes eye puddles. Compose love like we're Mozart.
Alright, welcome back to the Goddess Lane with your host Jazzy. And if you're just tuning in with us, this week's topic is sex toys. Are they good? Are they bad? What the fuck? What's up with them? In this conversation of sex toys, we had talked about sex robots, how expensive they were, good, bad, you know, good pros, cons, blah, 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 that other kind of stuff. So, part of this conversation of sex toys and how it's so customizable. And I think that's the great part about the sexual revolution that has happened, you know, within the 2000s, how people are able to, there still is criticism. People still are assholes about it. But a large portion of the world, especially the younger generations, are really comfortable with expressing themselves sexually and, you know, finding out what they like and being strict and saying, no, I don't like that and you're not going to do that. You know what I mean? So, being able to pick your own sex robot is a little expensive, okay? Granted, it's a little expensive. If you don't have that that capability, there's definitely tons of other ways of experiencing these great toys, like I said, with the virtual headsets and the different types of fleshlights and, you know, all these different things. Like, they even have an option. So, say you have a man or someone that you know that has a really big dick or a really nice dick, a dick that you really like, that makes you feel really good on the inside, you know what I mean? So, like, a lot of women like Safari from Love & Hip Hop, for instance. And we all know that, I'm not sure if he's done it yet, and I'm going to want to research that, but a lot of women would love to have a silicone mold of his penis. And you can buy a silicone mold kit from Amazon for $39.95. Like shit like that is so accessible nowadays. Being able to customize the world, your sexual journey into what makes you happy is so possible and so at your fingertips. And even if you're not into the sex toys and a lot of the other stuff, you may just want like maybe some clamps or maybe like some feathers or like maybe like, you know, a little stuff like that, nothing too extreme, because you still like to keep the majority of your sex life between you and your lover, which is most important when it comes to you in that intimate space, whether it's you having one lover or you having 1,000 lovers, because what, that is your fucking business. That is your body. That is your vessel. You choose to do with it as you please. And it's not my place to judge anybody. As long as you're not doing anything with any babies or any animals, I don't give a fuck. I don't give a fuck. That's my only thing. As long as there's no babies and no animals, everything else is your business. So this fucking conversation is so, I just love talking about this kind of shit because it's never dull. It's so many different things that you can do, that you can add, that you can travel, like so many fucking rabbit holes that you can travel down into. Just go to your local neighborhood sex shop. A lot of people see these places as skeezy, dirty, cum stained. Now, a lot of them are. I ain't gonna hold you. Certain ones in grimy areas, don't go in there without gloves. Or just don't go to them at all. Go to a nicer one. Go to a nicer establishment, a place where they actually care about their products, care about their customers, and it will actually give you a lot of information on the product that you're about to buy. Like, you don't want to go into a store and say, hey, what does this really do? And they're like, I don't know. It's a dildo. I understand. And this thing swirls, spins, gyrates, it flips up and outside of you, and then it makes you eggs. But, like, if they don't have staff that, you know, invested in the product that you're selling, you never know that. So I would say go to a place, try it out. Just talk to one of the people that work there. Just see what they have. You never know what you might find. I'm not saying you're going to go in there and you're going to want to get the 37-foot dildo that they have in the back for display that no one actually buys. But you may find, like, a little keychain vibrator, like a little, you know, panty situation. So that whenever you and your man are out to dinner, he may want to give you like a little flick on his table without being noticed. Like, there's so many things that you can do. So many different things that you can fucking try. Now, this Clone a Willy situation on Amazon. Now, I don't know. Yeah, I mean, I've come across in my journey, I've come across some pretty impressive penises. I'm not even going to lie. But would I want to clone any of them? Maybe. I don't know. But if you're feeling adventurous, I mean, shit, why not? Because you can also use this honey and get a different size container. And then, like, you know, you can make a silicone mold of your hand. Maybe someone likes a certain finger. Like, there's so many fucking options in this conversation of sex. Like, there's just so many different things that you can try. All you have to do is be willing to allow yourself to be free. That's all you have to do. Even if you're like still like a little hesitant, just take a Google search. Chop around the internet a little bit. Join some groups, talk to some people, see what else is out there. Like, you have tons of different people and tons of different shit. You got people in the BDSM community. You have people that are strictly just into internet, online, virtual reality sex. You have people that are strictly into fairy sex. You have people that are only into, you know, fucking feet. Like, you know, not like fucking feet, but actually fucking, like, you know, sticking things with feet and, like, you know, fucking feet, having sexual relations with feet. You know, like, there's so many different communities that are into so many different things. And don't ever feel as though that, no one else is going to like what I'm into and I'm going to be judged. You may be judged by some people, but you're going to be judged by people who've never experienced true sexual bliss, honestly. You're going to be judged by people that most likely have never had an orgasm in their life. And that's the fucked up part, because when it comes down to it, and this is something that a lot of men need to understand too, when it comes to their bodies, because just because you ejaculate, that does not mean that you've received an orgasm. That just, like, having an actual orgasm and ejaculating, they go together, but they're not the same exact, you know, cognitive thing. And with women, you have women who've never had an orgasm in their lives, but, you know, they're quick to tell somebody else what's good and what's bad sexual behavior, or what's good or bad, you know. It's just ridiculous to me. It's just ridiculous. That's like getting advice from a person that's never baked a pie on how to make a fucking pie. Like, no, Karen. I'm not doing that. Karen, I'm not sitting here trying to balance the checkbook. I'm trying to get my shit busted. I'm trying to get a nut. And everything that you're doing is counterproductive to what I'm trying to do. That's unfair. Popped up. But, what are we going to do? I tell you what I'm going to do. I'm going to find more creative ways as I get older to enjoy my sex life with my partner. I'm going to not allow myself to become a prude in my age. Now, like I said, there are things that I'm not going to do. That's not going to change, because I'm like a piece of the drummer for the certain actors. But, but yeah, like, that's amazing. You get advice on how to be sexual, or being a sexual, owning your sexuality. That's crazy to me. Like, you're being taught how to own your sexuality and control it. From an individual that has never, from an individual that a lot of times has never even seen what their body parts have looked like. If you have never taken the time, male, female, however you decide to identify, if you have never taken a chance to look at your genitalia, you need to. You need to get a comfortability with yourself. Whether you have body dysmorphia, whatever the thing is, at certain points in our life, we're not able to change certain aspects, and that's understandable. But at the same time, the body that we are in, the vessel that we are in, is where we are housed. That's just where we're at right now. So we have to be comfortable where we're at, so that we can, when it's time to go where we need to go, everything will be in working order. Everything will be aligned. Be a little adventurous with yourself. Stay back and say, huh, I wonder what happens if I touch this, or if I, you know, rub that. Vibrate this a little bit. Massage that a little bit. So many different possibilities. Why close yourself off from those possibilities? Just because another person says, oh, you shouldn't do that. But secretly, that person is doing some old off-the-wall shit behind closed doors. Wow, that's crazy. That's crazy to me. So you guys, you know what we're going to do? We're going to take a little break because it is that time for us to take a break. So we're going to listen to a little music and we'll be back in a little bit.
Who you with? Who your crew? Who you clear? Who you fan? Who you sick? Who you gang? Who you real? Fuck 'em all, fuck 'em all. That my tribe. That my crew, that my clique. That my fan, that my sick. That my gang, that my rep. Fuck 'em all, fuck 'em all. That my tribe. Yeah, yeah. That my try, yeah, 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 that my try, aye, yeah, that my try, yeah, aye. Feel like one of the crew, feel like one of the crew. Ain't got nothing to do, ain't got nothing to do. Feel like super glue, feel like one of the crew. And I'm running with you, we got money to move. Put your pride in a trash bin, too much ego in the captions. Don't get swept up like a Tesla, you ain't really need the gassing. Hate to see my niggas clashing, hate the plot, love the casting. Trying to catch a nigga lacking, bet the tribe will outlast them. Every nigga got an accent, and a funky way of dancing. And we give the world our passion, and they still afraid of black skin. Niggas trying to split a fraction, small money for the trapping. Stadiums full of vibranium in the land of the black skin. And it's time that we cashing, feel the hunger like I'm fasting. Let's think of more action. I'm so motherfucking tapping. Black star line of captain. Babylonian assassin. Fake woke niggas napping. Tuck them in like a napkin. That my tribe. That my crew. That my clique. That my fam. That my sis. That my gang. That my rip. Fuck them all. Fuck them all. That my tribe. Yeah. Yeah. That my tribe. Yeah. Travel wide, travel wide. That should be my battle cry. That should be my alibi now. Yeah. Travel wide, travel wide. I and I, by and by, that my tie. They tryna conquer all the ties. We laugh and multiply the vibes. Let them try, let them try, let them try. Fuck 'em all, fuck 'em all, that my tie. Yeah, yeah. Hey, that my try, yeah. Hey, that my try, yeah. Hey, that my try, yeah. Hey, hey.
He's steady breaking through the door. 5 steps in the mall. Now he get up in his house. Credit, credit, got up on a gun.
Welcome back, you guys. You guys are tuned in to The Goddess Lane with your host, Yaz E. And this week we're talking about what? We're talking about sex toys. So if you guys, you are out there listening on the phone lines, if you want to call in, if you want to have a little conversation, if you want to tell me an experience, a story with a sex toy, or if you want to talk about a sex toy, if you have a question, please call in. Press the dial, press the number. It'll tell you what to do. But anyhow, talking about these toys, talking about treating yourself, not abusing yourself and mistreating yourself and keeping you away from certain pleasures in life. Because, when it comes to sex, there's such taboo. There's so many There's so many different hang-ups that people have when it comes to sex. It's... I'm trying to find a different way of saying it. I'm trying to find, you know, it's like, when honestly, when it comes down to it, it just sucks because there's so many aspects of the human experience that goes along with sex that a lot of people don't want to accept because they're only looking at one aspect of sex. They're not looking at the whole ritual around sex. They don't look at the preparation that comes with it from both sides of the two beings. They're not looking at the mental preparation that goes into it. They're not looking at the anticipation, the excitement. They're not looking at, you know, they're just looking at the, oh, that's nasty. But it's not. It's amazing. Allowing yourself to experience an orgasm in a way that you never thought that you would is great. But being able to do that, experience that with a certain avenue of sex that you've always wanted to try but you've never been able to because of whatever reason. And you finally get that moment. Boom, now your mind is exploded and you're all over the place and you're thinking like, oh my God, well, I tried this now. What else to try? Sometimes you just need that little push and there's nothing wrong with that. We have to get away from this concept that we're not allowed to live in the bodies that we are blessed with. Receiving that spark of life and the opportunity to journey this world in the way that we are capable of. We don't have certain restrictions. Like, if we weren't allowed to do certain things with our body, then why are we capable of doing certain things with our body? They say that, oh, you shouldn't have anal sex if you're a man. Well, then why is a man's G-spot that close to his butthole? Why isn't the prostate higher in the abdomen to where you couldn't even reach it? If that's the case, why isn't it closer to the bladder, in front of the bladder, if that's the case? Like, there's those, if we weren't supposed to do these certain things, then why? If women weren't supposed to be able to orgasm the way that they are able to orgasm, then why is the spot to make them orgasm so close to the entryway of the vaginal canal? That most people seem like for some reason they forget or don't know that it's there or can't find it, which is mind-boggling to me because it's right fucking there. All I got to do is just open your eyes and look around a little bit and be nice to it. So, like, who says that I'm not supposed to enjoy this body that I was given? This skin, this melanin, this warmth. This energy that vibrates and emits from off of our bodies. The way that when you're in love with another person, and then you're in the midst of love issues, and then that you're connected with each other, not just on a physical level, but you're connecting on a spiritual, metaphysical level. Because as human beings, we're not just a physical being. So when we are connecting with other people, whether it's platonically, romantically, or whatever, there's a connection that is happening outside of just our body. And when it comes to sex, sex is no different. Sex is actually more intimate. So now, when you're having sex, you have to keep in mind, when you're having sex, you should be having sex to have fun, to be enjoying, to be light, to be, you know, all those great things. Sex shouldn't be used as a way of trauma, torture, things like that, and be used in a negative way because it taints the experience, and then that destroys the person's perception of sex. So then they will never be able to achieve it. Another conversation, but it makes it harder for a person to be able to be true with themselves in an aspect. So sex can be used as a tool to do really, really amazing things, or it can be used to do some horrible things. I am for people controlling their own sexual destinies and lives, and experiencing and enjoying it on their own terms. Because it's fair. And it's not anybody else's job to tell me what my sexual journey should be. And it's not my job to tell anybody else what their sexual journey should be. It's not your place. And if I want to buy, which I don't do everything I would, but if we wanted to buy a $5,000 sex robot, then we'd buy a $5,000 sex robot. And if a person doesn't like it, too fucking bad, because you don't have to fuck it. And that's another thing. Like, don't ever be afraid, you know, to buy sex toys or be seen buying sex toys or, you know, being seen in the sex toys. Like, oh, my God, these people came coming out of the sex toys. Oh, my God, they going to think that I'm a deviant. No, I'm going to think that, oh, you kinky. I'm going to think that you're adventurous. I'm going to think that you're willing to try some shit to either spice up your sex life, keep it spicy, you know, or that's just your shit. Like, I'm not going to think negative on it because I don't have a negative conversation when it comes to sex. So, it's like this, you guys. Because we're coming to the last few minutes of our show. And I just want to leave you guys with these little gems, okay? Fuck who you want to fuck. Live how you want to live. At the end of the day, no one or nothing can stand in the way of you living the life that you want to live, honestly. If you want to try certain things, try those things. If you want to be adventurous, do it in a healthy manner. Do some research because we have the world at our fingertips. All the information that you need is right there. Never let anybody tell you that you shouldn't do something. Because it's not their job. It's not their place. The only thing, like I said before, only thing off the list, anyone who is not a consenting partner, animals and babies. Like, I don't know children, animals, babies, none of that. No, not anything not consenting. Like, that kind of shit, we don't approve of here on this last one, in any kind of way, in any sense. But try some shit. Google some shit. See what's out there. Don't be so quick to say, oh, I ain't trying that shit. You might like it. You might learn something. Putting on a fuzzy costume might give you your life. You may come the hardest you ever came in your life. But you will never know that if you're quick to say, I don't like that. With that being said, you guys, I love you. Thank you for tuning in. And I will see you next week.
Got a dark skinned girl, 5'8", with the brown eyes. We been up and down, had a couple crashes, but she still ride. She go to school, got two jobs, drive the same Kia cause it still slide. Work so hard on her off day, she be still tired. I just wanna take away the pain. I just wanna put you up on game. I just wanna help you make you better. Wish you would've never gave it to that lane. Even if we do our own thing, the bond we got can't be explained. Girl, I'm just speaking for future reference cause I understand feelings change. Cause I had a dream about you. Hope you been thinking about me. Cause I been thinking about you. Girl, I'm tryna make you my wife. I done told the thoughts I'm through. If you ever leave my side, I'ma probably lose my cool. We was in high school and your friend said that it won't work. From the sixth grade to the ninth grade, she did my homework. Put my pistol in your book bag, you ain't even own a purse. You done held me down from the jump start, you deserve reverse. You my little secret. That's how we gon' keep it. Goddamn gambling, feeling like Michael, now I'm finna beat it. Cause I like a couple pictures on Instagram, now I mean I'm cheating. Cause I'm hanging out with my dogs late night, now I mean I'm cheating.
You're my little secret, and that's how we should keep it.
same thing I gone on. I've been here day one, I know what's going on. You ain't gotta try to tell me, let I know my place. I never went too far, I always find my way back to you. Ain't no way I could lose you. Sometimes it's just things in life just worth keeping. Boy, we ain't creeping, I'm just your little team.